all of her people was and wouldn't let her sister go out with this fella, except her other sister, my girl that is, went with them. So he brought me into it, sort of to ease the crowding. We used to go walks in Battersea Park of a Sunday afternoon, me in my topper and him in his, and the girls, well, stylish. There wasn't many in Battersea Park that had the laugh of us. She wasn't what you'd call pretty, but a nicer girl I'd never met. I liked her from the start and, well, though I say it, who shouldn't? She liked me. You know how it is, I dare say. I pretended I did. And when this chap married her sister, him and me was great friends. What must he do but asked me down to Colchester, close by where she lived. Naturally, I was introduced to her people and very well. Soon, her and me was engaged. He repeated, engaged. She lived at home with her father and mother, quite a lady, in a very nice little house with a garden, and remarkable, respectable people they was. Rich, you might call them, almost. They owned their own house, got it out of the building society, and cheap because the chap who had it before was a burglar and in prison, and they had a bit of freehold land, and some cottage.